Blog Talk Radio. This program is being brought to you by I Am a Success Story. Our mission statement: to empower each other to accept ourselves in a world that is constantly trying to make us something we are not.
Control. Yeah, I give you control. go.
Control by 10th Avenue North is one of my
songs that help me to remember every single day that my prayer is to give God control of my life. Not that I will sit down and expect and wait for God to do everything, because when you move, God moves. God is moving through you. So when you take a step, God will open the doors that needs to be opened for you, and he will close the doors that needs to be closed for you. And so if you take a step, my laptop is being very, very finicky right now. But if you take a step, God will, he will take 20 on your behalf, and especially when you are trusting him and you are standing on his promise and you are believing in his word, because he is not a man that he should lie. And so when he says that he came to give you life and to give it to you more abundantly, he meant in every single way. So if you're struggling, it's not because God is not with you, but it's because there is something for you to learn. Maybe you have not learned to, or maybe I have not learned, or maybe our friends have not learned to let God and to remove our hands off of something and to let God and to give God full control. There is a phrase that says, surrender everything, surrender it all to God, and especially if you are having a difficult time, surrender it to God. I started with the quote, never spend your money before you have earned it, by Thomas Jefferson, because one of the things that keeps us from having is because we spend before we earn it, and we are in debt, and being in debt is spending before you earn, because you're in debt because you spent what you didn't have. And so, Clark, money saving tips from Clark. I started the year with the money chat, saving $2,018 for 2018 as part of the Clark money saving tip. And if you were part of that, if you were taking that challenge, if you were part of that challenge, right now you would have, you would have at least $500 set aside, because that is part of that challenge, is putting away a certain amount every week, every single week, until you have $2,018 for 2018. So let's see I am close. I'm not gonna tell you a lie. You know, I am close, because I have kept my point to save my money for my 52 weeks. And but if you're saving this and you have already gotten plans on how to spend it, that is spending what you have not yet earned. So you want to make sure that is not how you're going to spend the rest of 2018. I am going to take a break to get my tea, and I am going to give you right now Marvin Sapp. He has his hands on you. I'll be right back.
A lot of us in this house tonight, we're on the potter's wheel right now, and it's not comfortable. It doesn't feel good, but we need to just take solace in the fact that even though it may not feel good right now, as long as I'm in his hands, I know that everything is going to be all right. Just text somebody, look him in the face, and tell him I'm in his hands. listen.
He sees. He sees the tears you cry.
And he shares.
He shares your pain inside.
And sometimes. Those hands to give me some praise. Oh, I can't get no help with him. That's a good place to bless him. Listen, listen to the words.
See your days.
Even when the sun is up, yes, it is. And from the top of your lungs,
you shout.
Oh, what shall I do? Can I tell you one thing? Remember, just know
He has His hand.
He has His
hand on you.
Yes, He does.
He said,
I'll see you through.
Your host Blaze, and this is the segment Money Matters, and tonight we're talking how to get out of debt and how to save. And I am
this program is being brought to you by I Am a Success Story. Our mission statement: to empower each other to accept ourselves in a world that is constantly trying to make us something we are not.
Yes, I am having a hot cup of cinnamon turmeric tea, and we are now in week 19 of the 2018 Saving 2018 Dollars, and if you are part of that challenge, week 19, you would have saved $701 by putting away $24. This week, so in week 20th, which is next week, you would be putting away $33, and that will bring you to $734. So if you continue with this challenge, you would be saving $2,018 by the end of the year. And even if you're not able to put in the same amount, and you can find this money chat on Clark.com, and just Google Clark 2018 Money Challenge. But even if you are not at $700 and you are at $300, if you're someone who have difficulty saving or someone who is not able to save at all and you are at $300, that is halfway to where you should be, and it is still better than nothing at all. And so if you're saving this money and you're trying to find out what to do with it instead of buying something, well, let's look at 10 tips on how to get our debt paid off And again, this is coming from clock.com, and I will have this article shared on my Facebook page after the program. And just making sure, just checking to make sure that I am live right now, because I don't know, sometimes I tend to get so excited and I speak with my mute on. So, but this is just too important for me to not to pay attention to that tonight. So number one is list debts by interest. So list your debts by interest. And one of the things you would do is you would pay the highest interest debt first, because that is not just helping you to pay off your debt, it's helping you to also save money. Now, personally, in all honesty, I am not one with a lot of credit card debt, because I really don't do credit cards. So I'm not one with a high credit card debt, but I do have other debts that I have, because, hey, we all spend money that or do things that, you know, we shouldn't do sometimes. And so I don't have that, but that is one of the things that you would do, is to pay off your highest interest rate cards first, and then go to the lowest, because as you pay off your interest, the highest interest rate, you are saving money that could pay something else. Have an emergency saving fund, number two. So, you know, I am a strong believer in what you focus on is what you get. So I don't call mine an emergency savings fund. I call it, quote unquote, a wellness fund, because in all honesty, an emergency savings fund is really a fund that you have that if something go wrong, you could take care of it. So if you know that you have that money set aside, that if anything goes wrong, it is taken care of, you don't have to borrow, you don't have to lose your mind, then really what that is that you have peace of mind that your emergencies are taken care of. So you're really taking care of yourself. So I call mine a wellness savings fund, because as long as I have it, I'm not stressed about it. So that's what I call mine. But what that is putting aside some money every month or every week, whenever you get paid, however you choose to do it, that money is not paying any debt, it's not paying any bills, it's just sitting there in a savings account or a money market account would be probably an ideal, a short-term money market, because then you probably would get more interest and it would work for you. Or a savings account with some kind of an interest, so that would work for you, because the longer it sits and you don't have to spend it, the larger it gets. So number three, always make minimum monthly payments. So if you can't afford to pay off everything, pay the minimum. Always pay off the minimum. And if you have 12 different cards, that some people have a handful of cards, they can't even hold it in one hand, you know, pay the minimum on every single one of them if you can't afford to pay any of them off. Number four, create a budget and remove any items that are out of the norm. You know, you just keep it to the basics. So you create a budget and you keep it to the basics. You could do that on an Excel spreadsheet. You could use an app. There are so many different apps. There is an app called Budget and so many other apps that they have right now that have ways of helping you save money. Some of those apps are connected directly to your bank account. It tells you your so when you spend money, you actually see what the balance of your bank account is and all that different kind of stuff. And you could connect more than one bank account to that app, to that budget, so you could see the difference. You could even add your retirement account, so you see what your net worth is, you see what you have, you see what you are in debt for, and you have everything on one single app. So there is many apps, and I'm not going to endorse any particular app. I'm not going to tell you what I'm using, because I don't want anybody to say, well, I said to use this one. So do your research and find some reputable apps. So one reputable app I know is Mint, but then with everything that's going on, so you want to make sure that you know what you are using. And number five, gain momentum by laddering your debts. So as you start paying off the highest interest rates, then you pay the lowest one, and then you start paying towards something else. And then once the debt is paid off, you apply what you were paying towards that debt to that next card. So you're doubling the payment of your cards now, and then your interest rate will also drop, because instead of doing the minimum payment, you are now doubling the payment. So it drops down the interest rate, and before you know it, yes, you're saving money and you're paying off your debt. And number six, downsize. Downsize. You know, if you're used to doing everything extravagantly, downsize a little bit, so you do not need to buy this year's pocketbook. And now I'm speaking to myself, and honestly, folks, now I buy my pocketbook from the thrift shop. No joke. You know, I buy my pocketbook from the thrift shop now because I am downsizing. I am working on practicing exactly what I tell you is what I am working on myself, and I am in it with you. So I'm not telling you to do nothing that I am not practicing, so I cannot tell you how it works. I can tell you it works because I am practicing the very same thing. I'm taking a break, and I'll be right back.
This program is being brought to you by I Am a Success Story. Our mission statement: to empower each other to accept ourselves in a world that is constantly trying to make us something we are not.
No one can predict what the future holds. In order to enjoy everything life has to offer, you need a strong immune system. It's important to educate immune cells to prepare your body for the unexpected. Support your immune system by incorporating 4 Life Transfer Factor products into your life. Feel confident in every situation and enjoy superior health and wellness. In today's world, it's not enough just to eat healthy and exercise. With exposure to threats in every walk of life, your immune system is constantly being challenged by invaders. The immune system is your main line of defense, and it must be vigilant in order for you to remain healthy.
Yes, and if you're interested in looking into the 4 Life products or Transfer Factor, visit my website, www.4life.com/blaze, and that is the number 4, the word life.com/BabyLarryAppleSamEdward. And if you're looking to lose some weight, burn some fat, get a healthier life, get a healthier lifestyle, give me a call, 315-333-2377. You know, I had the healthy happy hour on Sunday, and I had a few friends at my house, and I cooked, and the food was absolutely delicious. And you know, sometimes when you cook certain foods, and you would think, well, the leftover would be bad. Well, let me tell you, I had the potato salad for lunch yesterday, and so did my friends, who, because they all commented on the event page on Facebook, all of us who was having leftovers from Sunday meal. And the the cauliflower was still crunchy. It was as if I was eating leftover potato salad. It was still very crunchy and tastes even better because the seasoning had really soaked into it. And I had the asparagus with, I made some stewed chicken, and then I had some of the asparagus salad for dinner, and that was awesome. It was, oh my gosh, licking finger awesome. So today I had some of the couscous with the TVP chili on top, and oh my gosh, you know, when I had it on Sunday, I had the couscous straight without the any gravy on it because I'm not a gravy person, but I love chili. So my daughter heated up some food today, and she said she heated up some food. And I went and I saw she put the chili over the couscous and she heated it up. And that was so delicious. So, look, if you're looking to find a healthy way to eat, give me a call, 315-333-2377. As a health coach, as a wellness coach, it is my responsibility to assist you to reach your goal, to help you to help you and to hold you accountable for reaching your goal. I have lost personally, I have burned 35 pounds of what it was with fat and water together. I'm down 35 pounds. My clothes is fitting me. So, someone mistaken me today for my neighbor, my next door neighbor today. I was speaking to my next door neighbor who I don't see every day, and he thought I was my daughter. My daughter is in her 30s. And he told his wife that my daughter said, and it was me who was talking to him, but he mistook me for my 34-year-old, my 35-year-old daughter today. And I am 50-plus, folks, you know. So I am in this with you. You are not alone. Visit my website, Blaze, BLASE.OPTAVIA.com, Optivia.com, so you could learn more about the coaching program, and visit the Fall Life website so you could learn more about the Fall Life products, because I'm telling you, it's amazing. And the dishes that I prepare, some of the recipes are available in our Healthy Living group on Facebook. Visit it. We have other recipes on there. They are all low-fat, delicious recipes that you can do for breakfast, for lunch, or dinner, or even snacks. Be my guest. My daughter had the eggplant. This one is a tongue twister for me, but rollatini, and she loved it. Everyone loved it. They're asking me for the recipes. Just visit my Facebook page. Visit my website, and let's get healthy together. So now back to. Getting out of debt. So I ended up with downsizing temporarily on page 6, number 6. Number 7, sell any unnecessary items. Have a yard sale. You know, part of the article says that this guy paid off $50,000 of debt reselling stuff. Now, there is a movie, Secret of a Shopaholic, I think the movie is called. And this young lady who was a writer for a magazine, she was writing an article called The Girl with the Green Scarf. And she was writing to people about finances, but she had a problem with shopping. She was a shopaholic. So there she was teaching other people how to save money, but she was in debt herself. Who else can tell you how to save money but somebody who knows how you shouldn't spend money? And so as she was doing this article, and long story short, life got caught up with her. Things got exploded. She got exposed. She sold all the expensive things that she had bought, and she paid off her debt. Now, this article is telling us that this gentleman spent $50,000. He paid off $50,000 by reselling stuff online. And these days, with all these online stores, online yard sales on Facebook, you could sell on eBay, you could sell on Amazon. You know, sell the things that you don't need and pay off those debt. Transfer your balances. If you're paying high interest rate, transfer your balances can be a great way to save while you pay. So you transfer that debt on that card to another card with a lower interest, and before you know it. So the card with the high interest is paid off. You cut that up or you store that in the freezer somewhere, and you pay off the card with the lower interest. Increase your income. Find a way to make some extra money. Hey, network marketing, don't knock it until you try it. Or find something that you love to do. Open your own business by doing something that you love to do. Do you love to play music? Are you a musician? Do some classes. You know, are you a teacher? Teach someone from a different country how to speak English. If you speak Spanish, teach someone who speaks English how to speak Spanish. You know, find something. With technology today, you have Skype, you have Zoom, you have Adobe, you have all of these different softwares that you can use to connect with people online to do things. You have Facebook Live. Do some workshops, do some seminars, teach people one-on-one on the phone or what. Find something to do. Use your talent. Use your talent to make some extra money. I'm in network marketing, so yes, I said network marketing, but even though I've been in network marketing all my life, I raised my children on being an entrepreneur. First I had my beauty salons, then I had a cleaning service. You know, I raised my kids on being an entrepreneur. Not that I love to clean. It's not that I love to clean, but I love to see a clean space. So when I clean, if the refrigerator is a white refrigerator and there is a brown spot on it, that manufacturer did not ship it out with a brown spot. So that brown spot is going to come out, and that's how I clean. And so because of my own little, you know, OCD or whatever you want to call it, not labeling myself, but with my own little issues of how my eyes like to see things, someone would think that I love to clean because when I clean, it's clean. And so I used that to my advantage, and I created a cleaning business that was supporting me and my children, you know. So use your talent. God gave it to you for a reason. Use it. It's a good thing to have an education, but God didn't place you here for an education. He gave you a talent so that you could use your education to create things with the talent that He gave you. Number 10, so use your talent to increase your income. Number 10, reward yourself when you experience a victory. That's something that I personally have to do more of. I don't do that enough. So when you experience a victory, and it doesn't have to be something expensive. My goodness, if you are working hard and you don't have the time to pamper yourself, reward yourself with a manicure. Reward yourself with a pedicure. Reward yourself with going to a movie. Reward yourself with, you know, get yourself a nice bottle of wine if you can drink wine. And if you cannot drink wine, if you cannot drink alcohol, fine. Something else to reward yourself with. It doesn't have to be something expensive. Reward yourself with taking a walk at the botanical garden or visiting the zoo. You know, reward yourself by doing something for yourself that brings you joy. It doesn't necessarily have to be something that you had to spend money for, because there are so many things. Go to the beach, you know. Take a train ride somewhere. Visit the Empire State Building or the Statue of Liberty. Do something. Do something. Reward yourself with something that makes you feel good because you deserve it. You really do.
This program is being brought to you by I Am a Success Story. our mission statement, to empower each other to accept ourselves in a world that is constantly trying to make us something we are not.
Yes. Victory belongs to Jesus. Todd Delaney. I'll be right back.
Who will stand against the Lord? No one can. No one will. Who will stand against our King? No one can. No one will. Oh, oh, victory belongs to Jesus. Victory belongs to Him.
Great to be here again. Today we're going to talk about our third product in the cardiovascular series, 4Life Transfer Factor Cardio. This product fits in the Targa transfer factor line and contains oval factor, which are heart-healthy transfer factors, particularly from chicken egg yolk. The main vitamins in this product are your vitamins A, C, and E, which are major antioxidants. Then there's a set of B vitamins that help with energy and kind of metabolism that help, again, this product is designed for the cardiovascular system, with the idea that you're going to get out and actually move around. So it's going to be beneficial to energy. The last kind of section within the vitamins and minerals are the minerals. Now these minerals, there's five or six of them. I won't go through and bore you with each and every one of them. The main benefit is that these are chelates. So they are going to be highly bioavailable minerals. So so that they have the biggest bang for your buck, really a high-class product from the minerals choices as well as the vitamin choices. The one other thing, the mineral sources in this product, one that I'll mention is magnesium. Obviously, this product, if you'll notice, has a number of different forms of magnesium. It has magnesium lysinate, magnesium arginate, and magnesium ascorbate. The reason for that is because lysine and arginine are also beneficial for the cardiovascular system. So we kind of put that mineral together for that purpose.
Yes, victory belongs to Jesus, Todd Delaney, and you just heard about cardiovascular by Fall Life. And my number is 315-333-2377. You could also visit the website, www.numberfourthewordlife.com/Blaze. And now we're going, my name is Blaze. I am your host. This is Money Matters segment, May 8th, 2018. And now we're going to talk about how to save money. Five ways to save money that don't involve taking something away. And number one, lower your monthly cell phone bill. You know, there are so many different plans now, and now everybody brought back unlimited data because, let's face it, everybody wants unlimited data. And so some companies have it where if you bundled four phones or two phones on an account, the bill is a certain amount. So if you have someone in your family, you all go on the same plan, create a family plan, and you split bill. And that is one way of saving money because you have unlimited data, you have unlimited minutes, and you can save money by lowering your cell phone bill. Negotiate a lower payment for your TV and your internet rate. You know, now everybody wants you to have internet and telephone. Everybody wants to have a bundle. But you know, if you call and you say, well, I'm going to cut this off, I'm going to disconnect this, they will work with you. So negotiate a lower payment for your internet and TV and phone service. And most people don't have a home phone anymore, but if you have a home phone with your internet and your TV together as a bundle, it just may save you some money and you will have a phone. I recommend, even if people have cell phones, in all honesty, for someone who has been through a blackout, I recommend everybody has a landline phone with the wire connected, not a wireless, but a handheld landline phone, because I've been through a blackout, and when cell phones are not working, you still have a phone if you have one of those, especially one that does not need to connect to an outlet. And they have these cheap little ones in the dollar stores. You could buy them. After all, it's just something for emergency. So think about it. Number three, switch insurance providers. You know, insurance, especially car insurance, you could shop around. And if you are with a company for a long time and they have not reduced your rate, you have not had an accident and they have not reduced your rate, shop around. Find quotes from other places. You'd be surprised how you can save on that. Get the best paid, the best price on your prescription drugs. And I can tell you there is an app that I will share with you. There is an app called Blink, B-L-I-N-K. Well, that particular app, if you download that app and you put your medication into that app, you purchase the medication on the app from Blink, and you tell Blink which pharmacy you want to pick up your medication from, you'd be surprised what you would save. I have gotten a 30-day supply medication for free. I have gotten a 90-day medication supply of medication for $4 or $7 or $14 based on where I'm buying it from. You know, so Blink Health would help you get very low cost medication. And number five, change your shopping routine. Try to buy food locally. Going to different stores may be a great idea if you are in the neighborhood, if you work in the neighborhood and they have a special, pick the stuff up and carry it home. You know, the extra weight is going to work on your arms. It's going to help you build some upper body strength. So buy local. Buy when you're in the area. Use your coupons. Shop at thrift shops. You'd be surprised, you know, how you can save. So change your shopping routine and save money on everyday item. If you work in a neighborhood, pay attention to the sales. Go, you're looking for clothes, go to the clearance section. Thrift shops have brand new clothes with price tags on them. Surprisingly so, but they do. And they also have some stores that are not quite thrift shops, but they're picking up, they buy in bulk from the stores, and then they sell. And you have to look at them carefully because they may have some items that are damaged. But that was one of my favorite stores on Kingston when I lived in Brooklyn. There was one of them in Brooklyn, brand new clothes with price tags on them, brand new $70, $80, $100 clothes outfits. Garments, and you're getting it for 10, 15, sometimes less. So clearance, and use your coupons. Even if you're shopping clearance, use your coupons. Don't be afraid to use your coupons. Coupons are not for poor people. Coupons are for smart people. Smart people shop their coupons, and now you don't even need to clip the coupons. There are all these apps that will give you coupons. They have all the stores that you shop. You select the stores you want the coupons from. It tells you when the stores are having deals. Take advantage of free shipping. You know, if it means that you have to spend $10 more for something, try to shop when you have that amount. Pay that $10 and get free shipping, because that $10 sometimes is the shipping fee. So buy another item and save that shipping fee. That is my tip for you tonight on Money Matters. My name is Blaze. I'm your host. I will be here tomorrow night. It is Wednesday. I will be here at 9:30. I will be here tomorrow night at 9:30 p.m. We do have revival in church starting tomorrow, so I will be going to revival, but also I will be here after revival, filled with the Holy Spirit. I'm going to be here. Woohoo! Yes, I could feel it already. Oh, my goodness. Lord, have mercy. Thank you, Jesus. I can feel it already. My name is Blaze. I'm your host, saying thank you. Good night. God bless you. And Ed Burke said, if we command our wealth, we shall be rich and free. If our wealth commands us, we are poor indeed. And James W. Frick says, don't tell me where your priorities are. Show me where you spend your money, and I'll tell you what they are. And that also goes for your time. Show me where you spend. Tell me where you spend your money and your time, and I'll tell you what your priorities are. So, folks, love you. I'm out of here. And I leave you with, I leave you with Francesca Barrelist, Giants Fall. Yes, the debts do fall. You can knock it down right at the knee. See you tomorrow. Ciao, Giants Fall. Don't let it beat you. And why is it not playing? There we go.
Everyone's telling you to let go of what you're holding to. It's too late, it's too far. It's too small, it's too hard. Throwing water on that spark. Living deep.
This program is being brought to you by I Am a Success Story. Our mission statement, to empower each other to accept ourselves in a world that is constantly trying to make us something we are not.